Good evening, welcome to the latest episode of Magicast. I'm your host, Scott Munro. We are recording the day after Fiorentina 2, Roma 2, Diego Javier Llorente Ríos scoring in the 94th minute, and I think it was 20 seconds after 4 minutes were added on. I did see some Lazio fans moaning that we scored after the minimum allotted added time. I'll say that again. I'll say it louder for the people at the back, in quotation marks, minimum. With me tonight, I have Joey. How are we?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
Yeah, I'm all good. I think yesterday was a bit of a daylight robbery in Florence. I don't know if you would agree with that.
Yeah, I do agree. It certainly felt like 1 point earned rather than 2 point drops, especially in the manner we want it. So yeah, definitely a little bit of a robbery in Florence.
Shall we go straight into the meat and potatoes of the game? So Fiorentina 2, Roma 2, Luca Ranieri header. Gianluca Mancini taken off after, I think it was like in the 30 odd minutes into the game. Because I think he was trying his best not to get himself sent off. Hussam Awa equalised in the second half. And was it Roland Mandragora with the second, which could have been chalked off via VAR? It's always you, Maresca. It's always you. As Antonio Conte got sent off during COVID for shouting that at him during the game between Udinese and Lecce. And then Christian Baragi missing a penalty in the 80th minute, saved by our Serbian Lord with another penalty save. I'll ask you about that because I don't think the number two goalkeeper would have saved that, would he, Joey?
Absolutely not. For as horrific Fiorentina has been on penalties, he wouldn't have saved it.
No, that would have been 3-1 game over. But 94 minute, 20 seconds. Evan and Dicker, lovely cushioned header. Diego Javier Llorente Ríos with a wonderful goal. I won't mention that it was deflected off Luca Ranieri after I found out about 20 minutes later after watching it a replay about the 15th time on TNT Sports social media platforms. And this, I had the same reaction as Don Hutchison, the co-commentator. Both of us just, I went mental. He had the same reaction after that wonderful deflected goal. But Joey, sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit. First half was just absolutely diabolical. Second half was a lot better. Roma played with a 3-5-2. Let's just say it didn't work and they struggled under the Fiorentina press. The Fiorentina pressed in packs of five. They couldn't get any fluidity into it. Gianluca Mancini did his best not to get himself sent off. Roma struggled in the wide areas. Second half, they went to the 4-3-2-1 or 4-3-3 and looked a lot better and a little bit more fluid. Some brain lapses and Daniele De Rossi taking accountability for himself, which was quite refreshing. I don't think a previous coach or manager in the past would have done the same thing. But overall, Joey, a point well earned, but my God, it could have been 3-0 down at halftime. Could have been staring at the barrel of the disaster after Bologna lost at home to Inter and Atalanta got a draw away at Juventus, which was great, but not so great because Juventus absolutely battered them, but just couldn't finish. And Atalanta with two great goals, especially with Tune Kutminus's first goal. But overall, how do you reckon Roma did yesterday? Does the Gennaro Gattuso analogy of sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit apply to that?
It applies a little bit, lesser so I would say now with De Rossi than before, because with him, you're going to go through some growing pains and some mistakes, which he does take accountability for, but you have the hope and the belief that things would get better or that the mistakes will be recognized and changed, which is what he did by trying to have this bold formation he started with in the first half with the three back and then putting Angelino at right back. He acknowledged his mistake, De Rossi. He said perhaps Roma is rejecting the three back and they don't look good in it anymore at all. I guess maybe the way they practice or the way they are with patterns of play, it just doesn't seem to work for him. So he is aware of it and he recognized it at least early enough to make the change where Roma were able to recover 1 point. This is also coming off of a 4-0 high emotional win against Brighton and having tired players, plus De Rossi, in my opinion, making a mess of that first half. So we came out and we recovered brilliantly to get a draw to this game against Fiorentina. I certainly look at it as a point gain rather than 2 points loss, because this also keeps Fiorentina at bay, meaning they didn't get 3 points. And in the manner we win it also makes a difference. If you tie this game in the 60th minute, nothing happens. Maybe mentality-wise might be a little different, that maybe you could have gotten more out of the game. But the fact you tied it at the death, I think it means a world of a difference to a team mentally. Like we talked about mental state, and this is good going into the Brighton game. They showed the resilience. They showed no matter the mistakes they make, they can always come back. And we spoke about it too, Scott, about the, you know, football being football. That's how the game is played. Good teams know even if they struggle, they'll try to come out with a result, which is what Roma are starting to progress towards. So if you take a look at, you mentioned the Inter game versus Bologna. Bologna either didn't take their chances and Inter went a center back link for their goal to win the game. Look at what we did to actually take the draw out of this. We went center back to center back link up. So we did something kind of similar and it gave us a vital point, really a point I didn't expect halfway through the match. And we had some good and some bad throughout the game. I liked Awar coming in. I do think he was at fault for the second goal, but he looked a little more lively than what we saw with a good goal taken. Obviously, Sviar being our hero. Some of our players that played Thursday just looked tired, but we still grinded out a draw away, which I couldn't say we would do in the past. So overall, I'll be pretty positive. The manner in which we tied the game with a brilliant finish by Llorente, I'll be positive about the result, especially we also saved the penalty. So overall, we did end up gaining ground on fourth place. We're only three behind. While we still struggled, but we came out of there with a draw, but it honestly felt like a victory.
Do you expect the three back to continue this season? I know De Rossi said no, but you may have to play it in some games. I think that experiment is pretty much over. Would you agree with that?
I do agree, especially watching his interview saying that the players are rejecting the three back. He may use it, but may use it a lot less. I think the situations he may use it is if Smalling's available and if Roma are trying to defend a lead. I don't think he'll use it as much starting a game unless it comes down to Smalling. They just look so much better in the second half. And I'm glad Roma themselves, besides just, you know, the tactic adjustments, they played a lot better. I thought they got the better of Fiorentina that second half. Really, besides giving up the penalty to Mandragora, it was Belotti. Sorry, got pulled down. Which
Belotti,
he made a bit of a meal of it. I will admit, is it a penalty? Maybe by the rule of the law, it is. But yes, he certainly made a meal of it. Yeah, I mean, so we were in difficulty too with Massa being the ref. I don't think he refed a great game. I thought he gave out yellow cards for seemingly tackles that weren't yellow cards. And you're right, he missed the 2-1 goal by Mandragora. He missed the pull on Llorente, which he was trying to defend, you know, the corner kick coming in. He pulled him down. So to me, if you're going to call the foul on Belotti, you got to call the foul on the pull in the box by Belotti as well. So I think both then are warranted, but it wasn't called. But ultimately, with the formation change, we looked more fluid. We attacked a lot better. We had much more chances for as fatigued as we are. And yeah, we came out of there again with a vital point and we gained ground on fourth place. So hats off to De Rossi for knowing the mistake, acknowledging it, and in the end, then the fixing it to at least draw the game.
Yeah, agreed. On the Massa and Maresca, isn't it the VAR's interception or interpretation of that goal? That's not the referee's fault, because he's probably watching something else, but that's on VAR and whoever's in the VAR booth, and it's our favourite referee. Who you want to add to the list?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it would be more Maresca rather than Massa. So you're right. Yeah, I would definitely want to add him to the list. I don't know how that's not spotted, because in the end, Massa called the penalty, which VAR confirmed to Belotti, which I think the pulling of the shirt happened very similarly. It was similarly. A penalty. Exactly. Yes, yes. So if you call that, then you have to call the foul. So that's what I'm saying, is the consistency is not there. But like you said it at the opening statement, Scott, Maresca, it's always you. There's always something with controversy with him, but I thought that should have been a foul, and I think Maresca kind of turned a blind eye to it.
Sam, if you have the audio clip of Conte saying that, it's always you in Italian, you can add that in. If not, it's not the end of the world. But it is always him. It's like the Balotelli shirt. Could have that on with Maresca's. Oh, that's a T-shirt, isn't it? It's always you, Maresca, with Maresca's face on it.
Yeah, it is always
quite
him.
Fun. Gianluca Mancini. Right call to take him off, because he was one step away from Roma playing with 10 men. I think his head went after the bad challenge on Ricardo Sottil, which was a foul and which was a deserved booking. Sottil had him sort of on toast a couple of times. And it's not his finest half hour of football.
No, it wasn't. We haven't seen too many bad matches of Mancini, but I guess once in a while a player can have a bad game, and he did. So it was the right call of De Rossi taking him off, because if he kept him on, he was certainly getting another yellow card. It was a bad game, but I'm happy both De Rossi realized it and took him off early, which was rightfully he was supposed to do. And I think even in interviews, I think De Rossi mentioned about Mancini understanding it. It was just a bad game, and I don't expect this again from him or much in general. I think he's been solid at the back throughout most of the season, and especially when De Rossi comes in. So he had a bad game. I'll look at it as a glass half full. I don't think this trend will continue, but De Rossi was definitely right to take him off at the 30th minute.
Yeah, agreed. And then in the second half, as you said, Roma looked a lot better and more fluid. The four backs, or the back four, really suits them. Dean Huijsen playing at right back, I think you could probably see him play there, because I think he has the attributes to play a little bit wider and probably higher up the pitch. He's good on the ball. I don't know why he just didn't swap Angelino and Stefan Alshaarawy in the first half and have Alshaarawy on the right and Angelino on the left. It would have been a lot better. But I'm good he eradicated his mistakes in the first half. I know he wasn't stubborn and like set in his way and his principles and switched to it. And it worked in the second half, because Roma looked a lot better. And with the Aouar goal, great off the ball run, great header. They had sort of half chances. The outside of the boot cross from Angelino to Brian Cristante, I was nearly out
so
of my
close.
Seat with that.
So close.
Oh my days. That would have been, that would have been one of the goals of the season. That would have been up there with Danny Motta's goal on Saturday night, just for pure aesthetics. And then you had the sucker punch with the goal, and then the penalty, and then there was changes. Fiorentina will be shooting themselves in the foot because they miss so many chances. They've been like this all season where they've absolutely battered teams. The guys on the TNT coverage said it best. They just absolutely batter teams, but they fall by the wayside and they get caught and they'll end up losing or drawing points. They should be higher up in the league, but they just have this capability of shooting themselves in the foot. And then it happened yesterday in the fourth minute. Roma had the pressure and just a great goal. Two centre-backs linking up with each other and a wonderful strike by deflection. but just Diego Llorente is our new striker for the rest of the season. And I think overall, it's, as you said earlier, it's a point gained instead of 2 points dropped. You WhatsApp me at halftime saying I'll massively take a point. And I'll take the point and run. Because you've got a big-ish game on Thursday, and then you've got Sassuolo who are struggling at the moment, but they did beat Frosinone on Saturday. Like, if Roma go into the game on Thursday, I had to think now what day we're in against Brighton with the mentality they had in the first half. They'll just get battered, but the second half they played a lot better. Joey, with all of this yesterday, it was good on De Rossi to change things. Like, how you feel afterwards? Because is it elation? Is it ecstasy? Is it relief? Is it all of the above? Or just happy just to get out of Fiorentina, who are this one of the seven sisters and who are pushing for maybe a spot in the Europa League or the Europa Conference League? And I will be pushing other clubs, but is it just relief just to get something out of the game, which they really shouldn't have after the first half performance?
Yeah, it's certainly relief. Every other feeling was more because we tied it at the death with virtually the last kick of the game. So it was certainly relief that we got out of there knowing we didn't play well, but we still got out of there with a result. And I'll keep stressing is that's what good teams do. They take their chances and they're clinical. So Fiorentina, although they do create a lot, they don't finish. Roma seem to be the type to finish at a higher rate than Fiorentina, which obviously puts them up in the table. If Roma were able to take even more of their chances, well, they'd be more up there with second and third rather than where they are now. I mean, we missed chances against Atalanta, Fiorentina the first time around, and even Inter, the most recent matchup. So it was relief. So from that, it was relief knowing that we were just clinical when we needed to be. And for how much we struggled in the first half, we came out of there with a victory. It felt like a victory, but we came out of there with the draw. I couldn't be happier, especially with the results around us as well. We gained a little bit of ground and we didn't lose any ground. So overall, I'm pleased. Especially in an away game with Florence and Fiorentina, it's never easy. And playing after a euphoric 4-0 win where emotions were high, it's never easy. But it's relief as well mentally, because I think being defeated, going to Brighton, would have been a little harder than coming out with that draw at the end. I think mentally it does very well with the players. And we did have some rotation. We had Awar stepping in. We had Angelino. I know I was at right back. We had some rotation coming in too. So it's never easy because we know players are tired. Like De Rossi, there's one thing I hope he can get spot on the rest of the season is knowing when to rotate and give the star players a rest, because that's going to be very important. And he did a little bit of it this game. So, and we didn't lose. So I got to look at it as being relief, obviously, and just the positive outlook of it, it still keeps us in fight of our objective, which is Champions League.
And hopefully you'll hear that Champions League music at the end of the season when hopefully Roma are in the top four, because Bologna lost against Inter and now Xerxes out for a couple of weeks. I missed again because I was on the train coming back from at Mansfield, Swindon.
They battered them, Scott. Bologna.
Yeah, I saw yeah, was it 18 shots Bologna had? Inter had like 6. Good goal. I like the goal. A good win for Inter. Atalanta 2-2 against Juventus yesterday. I watched that. I also did watch Lecce Hellas Verona, but it cut away before the now departed Lecce coach, Roberto Deversa had his Zinedine Zidane moment and headbutted Thomas Henry, which was quite comical because Henry wanted to fight everyone on the pitch beforehand. Even with his I think he was on for about 15 or so minutes. He wanted to have a fight with most people because the game, Lecce would push in and they struggled and had us throwing the defender pretty well. But you wouldn't see De Rossi headbutting someone, would you?
No, I would see him 2 foot tackling someone, but not headbutt. Definitely not.
Yeah, like his tattoo on the back of his, that, yeah.
Exactly. But
yeah, Deversa headbutting someone after the final whistle and then getting sacked. Yeah. Should we briefly talk about Brighton before we wrap up? They beat Notts Forest yesterday and with a bit of a rotated side. How do you feel going into this? Roma are 4-0 up in the second leg. Do they have to weather the storm for the first 15 or 20 minutes or so and then just play their own game?
Yeah, they do. That's the key for Roma, is they have to weather the first early pressure with the atmosphere playing at the Amex. It's going to be tough, and I hope they can do it smartly, and I hope De Rossi can get it spot on, that the first 20, 30 minutes, weather that storm, grow into the game, and hopefully just come out of there. Even if you lose, hopefully, you know, you did well enough the first leg that it wouldn't impact qualifying to the next round. So I have to say, I have to be confident of going in for a 4-0 lead, even if you're playing away. But Roma do know, the players even said it, that, look, the tie is not over. We still have another game to play. And I think they'll be good about it. I think they'll show up. They'll certainly show up, whether they'll win the game or not, who knows. But yeah, they got to weather that storm and then hopefully just see out the tie and advance to the next round.
Yeah, that's pretty much the objective, isn't it? Just to be professional, see the game out. If you lose, if it's like 3-2 or something like that, it's not the end of the world. You go through 6-3 on aggregate or like 2-1. Then you lose, you go through 5-2 on aggregate. Just don't like... How can I put this? Don't succumb to the pressure in like the first 15, 20 minutes. Just weather the storm. Brighton are going to attack from the first minute and try to get an early goal to settle the nerves and make this more interesting. Roma's job is to make Brighton have zero in front of that scoreline for as long as possible and try to add to that and try to be positive enough, but not to play in their own shell, if you understand, just to play their own game plan, but not wilt under the pressure. Like, if that makes sense, like it's not going to be hostile. There's going to be like 30,000 people there, but they're going to be loud. First whistle, but Roma exploited them in the first half with the way they played. The first half, first leg. Well, it is the first half. They'll probably do the same again. De Zerbi will go gung-ho and De Rossi will have his game plan sorted to combat it. But it's going to be interesting, isn't it, Joey? It's going to be a really good game.
For sure, it will be. And you're spot on. De Zerbi's always been a little more gung-ho and much more attacking rather than defending. But now they have no choice. I mean, they're down 4-0, right? So there will be spaces and Roma will have the opportunity to get in behind them and to create some chances. It's up to Roma to not be naive and to go ahead and be clinical with those chances and create those chances that I think they should. I could certainly see them getting a goal or two at the Amex. Brighton isn't a super defensive team and they're forced to attack. They can't sit back regardless. So they're down 4-0. They know from minute one, they'll be going at Roma all game. So there will be room behind, there will be spaces for Roma to exploit. It's up to Roma. It's really up to Roma to make do with their chances that they're going to get on Thursday.
I expect to see goals. It wouldn't surprise me if we see a bit of a high scoring draw, a 2-2, maybe a 3-3. In that sort of the back of my mind is thinking, don't concede early, don't concede early. Roma, just like I said earlier, just go first half hour, 45 minutes, take it to half time, and they're still miles ahead. I'm more confident. Like, I don't want another game like Real Sociedad away or Bayer Leverkusen away, where push comes to shove. I know it's under Jose Mourinho, but they just gave the ball away and gave the ball away to. Sorry, not gave the ball. They let their opponents have the ball, which I think suited them. With a 4-goal lead, I think Brighton will go a bit gung-ho. And as you said, Roma do have the quality and the players to just go, just exploit. But I'm really looking forward to this game. There's no disrespect to Brighton. They've had a wonderful time in Europe so far. But that first leg did cost them. And it's Roma's job in the second leg to go through and be more professional, try to get the result. I'll take a loss, like 2-1. It's not the end of the world. And then advance to the quarterfinals. I don't think you would have expected to say that, Joey, a couple of weeks ago, did you?
Absolutely not. And like we always said, the Rossi's proving us wrong. So I think he'll be well prepared for the match. I would have actually said for maybe Roma, that would be a good chance to run a three-back if Smalling was available, but they seem to not play well in it, so they may not run it. But De Rossi's learning from mistakes. He experiments every game while still winning, or in this case, he drew a Fiorentina, which is huge for us, to be honest. And he's knowing what Roma's been good at and what they've not been. So I'm confident he'll continue to work on it. The wing play is defensively is something that needs to be sorted, because that's been a huge problem for us. But I think De Rossi's gotten a lot of good things right. I don't think he'll go there with a plan that's going to fail, in a sense, to lose the 4-goal advantage. Not like, you know, Mourinho, he wanted to play when we're up Sociedad 2-0, Leverkusen, he didn't want the ball at all. Like, that's definitely not going to be De Rossi. So we will have our chances, and he won't be naive as a coach. I think he'll well prepare for this match, and I think we're definitely in for a good showing.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I apologize if I am repeating myself. I am looking forward to this game. This should be a really good second leg. Fingers crossed, Roma do prevail. They are 4-0 up, but stranger things have happened in football. Before we wrap up, Joey, do you have anything else to add?
No, just continue on the same trend. Hopefully Thursday is another positive outlook. I hope they win Thursday. To be honest, Scott, like, I know you said 2-1 loss, but I'm still thinking of fifth place, and every single win does us good for Italy. So we've had a good run. We're up to 96% of having that fifth spot. So another good showing by the Italian teams, and we're really right there for fifth. And so it's gonna be interesting. Hopefully they come out Thursday, and then you got Sassuolo before the international break, which they'll need a well rested team. So it's looking good to at least fight for Champions League until the end. So let's hope they continue in this good form.
Then they've got Lecce, Lazio. Oh, there's one other game. Is it Udinese? And then it's Bologna. I think it's that four.
Yes.
And then you potentially Europa League quarterfinal, first leg and second leg. So with the, not the coefficients, but with that, you've got Inter versus Atletico, and Inter are 1-0 up. You've got Napoli versus Barcelona, which I did see. If Napoli win that tie, they're in the Club World Cup in that strange, convoluted way that, the Club World Cup is going to be done, I think it's next summer.
Yeah, 2025.
Yeah, where is it like teams who've gone to the quarterfinals this year and next year are involved? And remember, next year is the new Champions League format. You've got, is it AC Milan, Atalanta, Roma in the Europa League? Lazio are out. And then you've got Fiorentina in the Conference League.
Yeah, with good results already. Napoli is the only one where has the least chance to progress, given that they're, you know, they're playing away in a 1-1 tie. I know Inter playing away with a 1-0 lead, but we know how Inter have been all year. They're really resilient. They're brilliant defensively. So I would give them much more of a chance in Champions League. And then Europa League, I think all the Italian teams have great chances to go through. Atalanta did draw the Sporting, but they did hit three posts and they're playing at home. So they just have to win the tie in their stadium. And Roma have a 4-goal lead, while Milan, although they struggled and there was a red card for Slavia Praha, yeah. They gave up 2 goals while being up a man, so it's a little concerning. We know how Slavia are when they played us. Mm-hmm. So, but they still have a 2-goal advantage. I mean, Milan have the talent to see it through, and for Conference League purposes, Fiorentina had a huge win against Maccabi Haifa. Last second, actually, goal at the death, like we did, with Barak scoring the winner, and now they're at home with the 1-goal advantage. So it's looking pretty positive for how we've done in Europe, especially over the last couple of years. Italy's been very, very competitive. So, I think most of the teams have a good chance of progressing through to the quarterfinals.
Watch this space. There's a lot of interest in European football happening this week. I think it's the last before the April rounds of fixtures, because we're coming into the international break, and it's the quarterfinals in all three European club competitions after the international break, and it's going to get exciting. We're coming to the crunch end of the season now, aren't we, Joey? The business end, as they like to call it, where things like to get a little bit interesting and a lot of permutations and twists and turns, swings and roundabouts. I don't know if I can fit any more analogies into that, but it's coming to the exciting time of the season. It's like, can't wait. These games with Roma now, they have a lot of meaning to it. I think every single game now has a lot of meaning to it. Even the one on Thursday with Roma being 4-0 up, like, it's just a lot of every game now to the end of the season has consequences and meanings, and it's really interesting to see. I think that pretty much wraps it up, everything up. Joey, I know we both said short and sweet. Didn't want to ramble because we didn't. We're covering one game and then doing a little preview. Guys, you can follow us at lamagicast.com. You can find all our previous episodes on the website. You can follow us on all podcast platforms, Apple, SoundCloud, Spotify, etc., etc. We'll be back at the end of the week to discuss the second leg of the game between Brighton and Roma, with Roma being 4-0 up. And then we'll be back after the weekend's action with a very special guest to talk about Roma and Sassuolo. Also, I think in the works, we may have some vintage Roma podcast during the international break. I have been watching some stuff on YouTube of vintage Roma seasons in the past, and I will be writing about some as well. And I will be probably writing about the current coach in the Premier League that used to play for Roma in the 2000s. You guys can probably have a guess at that. Joey, thank you so much for joining me on the Monday evening. Glad you enjoyed talking about a dramatic, enthralling, deflected winner.
Yeah,
deflected equalizer, which felt like a winner, sorry.
Yeah, like we keep saying, it felt like a winner. It was dramatic, and I'm glad Roma were able to pull through, and I'm glad we were able to talk about the vital point we earned against Fiorentina.
Yeah, hear, hear. Got a hear in on the end of the podcast. Guys, we'll be back at the end of the week to discuss the game against Brighton. Enjoy the enthralling football you'll be watching this week. If it's like me, EFL action on Tuesday night, tomorrow night, Champions League, Europa League, Conference League, it's all coming up to the business end. I'm not going to sing the Flight of the Conchords song this business time. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll speak on Friday. Take care. Ciao.